Easter Week 4 Tuesday Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, sing to Jesus, his the sceptre, his the throne. Alleluia, his the triumph, his the victory alone. Hark, the songs of Holy Sion thunder like a mighty flood. Jesus, out of every nation, hath redeemed us by his blood. Alleluia, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now. Alleluia, he is near us, faith believes, nor questions how. Though the clouds from sight received him, when the 40 days were o'er, shall our hearts forget his promise, I am with you evermore? The man who does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia. Psalm 100. My song is of mercy and justice, I sing to you, O Lord. I will walk in the way of perfection, O when, Lord, will you come? I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes whatever is base. I will hate the ways of the crooked. They shall not be my friends. The false-hearted must keep far away. The wicked I disown. The man who slanders his neighbour in secret I will bring to silence. The man of proud looks and haughty heart I will never endure. I look to the faithful in the land that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of perfection shall be my friend. No man who practices deceit shall live within my house. No man who utters lies shall stand before my eyes. Morning by morning I will silence all the wicked in the land, uprooted from the city of the Lord all who do evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The man who does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia. O Lord, let all the peoples see your loving mercy towards us. Alleluia. A Canticle from Daniel 3. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and worthy of praise, and your name is glorified for ever. You are just in all that you have done to us, for we have sinned, and lawlessly departed from you, and have sinned in all things. For your name's sake, do not give us up utterly, and do not break your covenant. Do not withdraw your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham your beloved, and for the sake of Isaac your servant, and Israel your holy one, to whom you promised to make their descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as sand on the shore of the sea. For we, O Lord, have become fewer than any nation, and are brought low this day in all the world because of our sins. And at this time there is no prince or prophet or leader, no burnt offering or sacrifice or oblation or incense, no place to make an offering before you or to find mercy. Yet, with a contrite heart and humble spirit, may we be accepted, as though it were with burnt offerings of rams and bulls, with tens of thousands of fat lambs. Such may our sacrifice be in your sight this day, and may we wholly follow you, for there will be no shame for those who trust in you. And now, with all our heart, we follow you, we fear you, and seek your face. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, let all the peoples see your loving mercy towards us. Alleluia. The Lord is my refuge and my Saviour. Alleluia. Psalm 143. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my saviour, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a shadow? Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains. Wreathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings. Rout the foe. Shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes, whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. To you, O God, I will sing a new song. I will pray on the ten-stringed harp. To you who give kings their victory, who set David your servant free. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is my refuge and my Saviour. Alleluia. A reading from Acts chapter 13. God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had travelled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now witnesses for him to the people of Israel. And we are here to bring the good news to you. What God promised our ancestors he would do, he has now done for us, who are their descendants, by raising Jesus to life. As it is written, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." Responsory: The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The works I do in my Father's name are my witness. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The works I do in my Father's name are my witness. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to God the Father, whose Son became the Lamb without blemish, to take away the sins of the world. God of life, save us. Father, be mindful of your Son, who died on the cross and was raised again to life. Hear him interceding for us now. God of life, save us. Let us cast out the leaven of corruption and malice. Let us celebrate Christ's Passover in purity and truth. God of life, save us. May we overcome today all envy and dissension. Help us to take care of our brothers and sisters in their every need. God of life, save us. Place deep in our hearts the spirit of the gospel. May it inspire us to keep your commandments today and always. God of life, save us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who celebrate the mystery of our Lord's resurrection may enter upon the joy of our redemption. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.